Trailblazer is the word that I'm going to give Angela. On this episode, we're going to have a candid conversation all about book anthologies. Now, Angela's like me. She's published, she's written, and she has a really, really big goal of publishing 100 books. I think in 2023, but stay tuned for this episode. You're going to love it. Welcome to the Anthology Mastery Podcast. I'm Sharee Deloach, CEO of BWE Publishing and Consultant. And my mission is to help experts and thought leaders leave a lasting legacy through their written work. Join me as I share expert guidance and empower you to create meaningful connections and income through your book anthologies. Let's publish with confidence and make a lasting impression on future generations. Hey guys, welcome back to the Anthology Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, Sharee Deloach, and I'm excited about this episode. As you guys already know, on today's episode, I have Angela Brand, who is a trailblazer. That's by simple terms, when you look up the word trailblazer, you're going to see her face. Now, if you've never heard of the freckled face trailblazer who is committed to training the world's next female goats of the speaking industry and the world's most influential female transformers of the culture industry. Well, now you have Angela Brand is known as the girl on fire in the world's number one master fire speakers training. As a result of her training, coaching, ambition, and purpose-driven women have been able to step on the stage and own it. Speak with confidence, clarity, and boldness with unleashing the power of her voice. AB, which is known as Angela Brand, received the Phenomenal Woman Trailblazer of the Year in 2018 and is a 15-time international number one bestselling author, publisher of the Her Fire magazine, and visionary of the world's number one platform for female speakers called Her Fire Tour. She is on a mission to ignite the fire of 1 million women and will stop at nothing until her assignment is fulfilled and stands on the living a full life and dying empty. Listen, at this episode, you're going to want to know Angela. You're going to want to know Angela for real. She is an amazing, amazing woman. So listen, after that introduction, let's get right into this interview.
Started. Thank you so very much, Angela, for being a part of the Anthology Mastery Podcast. I'm excited about this episode because we get to talk to you because you have you're like me, you're three-dimensional. That's why I call it three-dimensional. We have experience in being authors of anthologies. We publish anthologies and we compile anthologies. So we here, you know, we got that dual. So we're going to talk about that. And I want to make sure on the podcast, we give our audience, which are mostly women speakers and authors and publishers that are interested in book anthology in one of those capacities. So let's first introduce yourself to the podcast listeners.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Angela Brand, but people do call me AB, the girl on fire. I always say not because I like fire, but because I know as a woman to go through so many different things and wanting to redefine that fire. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did with the Fire Girl brand and the Her Fire movement.
I love that. I love it. Because I love the fact that you really created a platform, not just for authors, but for speakers as well, is one of the things I know that attracted me to your brand and which it stands out is creating those opportunities. And that's one of the things that book anthologies can do is create opportunities. So let's talk about even though we're going through the dual process, where did you start? Now, I started as an author of anthologies. So where did your journey start as being a part of anthologies?
Well, I started as an author of an anthology. I wanted to write my first book and I started back in 2012 and it was just, I was writing my story and it was so much healing, cleansing. I put it down, I pick it back up, put it down, put it back up. So when I started my speaking business, I seen an opportunity to become an author. Before that, I took some author classes, some publishing classes, but I didn't publish the book yet. So the opportunity to be a part of an anthology to write a chapter, I was like, oh, well, I can do that. So I signed up and became an author of the anthology. And knowing that I already had books that was written, I never published them. So I was like, you know what? I think I can do my own book anthology. And that's what I did.
I love that. I love that you jump right in from being an author and then going into publishing your own anthology. See, me, I'm different. You know, I had to publish a few books before I could get acclimated. So I love that you took action, you know. And that's one of the things that I love for women to do is to take action. If you already written a book or you've been a part of an anthology, you definitely want to create your own because, first of all, it's so much opportunity out here for all of us. And you just never know who wants to share their story or their expertise in your book. So let's dig a little bit into the book anthology you were an author in. What was that experience like, you know, being a first, that was your first time writing, is that correct?
It was in a book. It was great. But for me, because I'm a visionary and a creator, it just, I'm like, okay, I got that. And now I'm gone. That's me. I'm one of those.
I'm the same. It's like when you do something, you see it. It's like, okay, I'm ready to go. Because that's what visionaries do. We see things, even if we're working on other projects for other people, we're like, okay, let's get it going. Let me get it just a little bit deeper because I know my audience wants to know because this question comes up to me a lot as far as price. So with your first book anthology, being an author, how much did you pay?
I paid $75.
Really?
$75, yes.
What was that including?
Just a chapter.
Just a chapter and that's it. That's so nothing else.
Nope, nothing else.
Wow.
But that was like back in 2018.
So yeah, things change. Yeah. Things change a lot.
Things have changed. Yeah.
Because I think my first one was $150. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the chapter and that was it. I think we got some marketing. I think we did an Amazon bestseller campaign. I can't remember, but that was it. Yeah, but that was it. It was just, I wrote the chapter. I don't even remember getting any type of coaching and writing coaching, which we're going to talk about that because that's something you specialize in. But I didn't get any of that. Now we did get some edits where, you know, I think it was probably proofreading or copy editing. Yes. I just did a episode on the different types of editing because I had to put that out there because when you're participating in the book anthology project, people throw around the word edit, but there's different types of editing.
And
we got proofreading, I think. But it was just plain and simple. We either, you know, we use track changes, you either approve it, deny it, and keep it moving. You know, it wasn't like a lot of hands-on writing coaching. So if you listen to this episode, please know that when you are being a part of book anthology project, that the prices may vary. It all depends on the visionary. It all depends on their goals and what they want to do, but you're going to pay. That's one thing for sure.
Yeah.
You're going to pay. And there's several reasons why. What do you think, Angela? What are some reasons why people should pay to be a part of anthology projects?
I think one, to get their hands wet and get connected to somebody that can potentially open up so many different doors for you.
Mm-hmm.
You invest for the coaching and the connection alone, especially if you are new or you are looking to expand your brand, because that goes along with brand alignment, brand collaboration to widen your range. And if you are new, you really need to invest because it comes along with so many different benefits.
It does. I love that you said that. You need to invest. You know, we got to build that muscle. and invested, because we're always investing. I know I still invest. That when you're in, when you're an entrepreneur, with us even being in the publishing industry, you're always going to invest. Like, it's never going to stop. So just, so if anybody has ever, if you're listening to this, and anybody has ever told you that it will stop, it will never stop. No. It actually increases.
It does. It does. I feel like this, with every level of greatness, there is a greater investment.
It is.
When you know you have that particular oil on your life, mm-hmm. you have to invest in where you want to go. It sets the, for me, it sets the tone for your next financial income bracket.
I believe it. I believe it.
That's the tone.
So yeah. I believe it. And I'm a witness to that. So I think the most investing I did at one time was 15K. And that was that one time, you know, so, and it was a little stretch, you know, it was a little stretch. It was definitely worth it. And it pays off all the time. That's the thing about investing. It pays off all the time.
Yes, I use it right.
Exactly. And even with book anthologies, like even the first one that I was a part of, I think that was published in 2016. So that's how long, you know, we both been in the industry. And even with that book being published in 2016, I still make money from it, because I'm now leveraging that book for publishing. You know, that's my first book, so I'm leveraging it. So I'm still selling that book. So that's with investing. Definitely, you got to keep. It's always gonna happen. It's always gonna happen. Let's get into writing coaching. That's something that I love that you do with book anthology. So we're gonna switch over to the publishing side of being a part of book anthologies. I believe you have a series, or you are working on a series. Tell us about that as a publisher.
Well, as a publisher, I created, I'm a template girl. I'm a system girl. I'm a structure girl. Mm-hmm. So as a publisher, compiler, author, all that at one time, I have to create series. Mm-hmm. And the template for those series.
Exactly. So
all I gotta do is log into my Canva. When I go to the formatting, duplicate, change the wording, and then it works. And you have to develop that system. That's the only way you can mass produce.
Yes.
Your projects and multiple projects at one time. So
yes, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm a pusher of series. Like, I have a anthology series, Powerhouse Women Who Win. We have a template. We do interviews. You know, they don't write anything. We just do the interviews, turn the interviews into a chapter. So I love that you said that as a publisher. You want to publish anthologies, find that niche, that area, that series as a publisher, and even as a compiler, finding that area where you can create something over and over and over again. I love that.
But the good thing is that's still a part of my brand,
mm-hmm.
as a speaker. So for me, it comes second nature,
mm-hmm.
because it's a part of who I am as a brand. And in the whole series now, the Fire Girl Code of Conduct, the Fire Method is what I train from, I coach from, and I speak from.
Wow.
I have all that in a writing format as well. So from, I can do it in my sleep.
Yes.
So it's like, and I'm just introducing them to how I do things.
Exactly.
What I found is very easy and effective.
Effective. Yeah. Yeah. Effective. Come on. I love that. Like, I just love the whole systems thing. I'm like you. I'm a systems girl. I'm a process girl. I like things to be straight and to the point, and even going back to your brand. So how did you come up with the series? Like, what made you say, you know what? I want to do this series, and tell us the name of it, so that we're gonna link it in the show notes as well. But tell us, like, what made you come up with the series? How did that come about?
Well, I have to take you way back when. I just do a women's ministry called The Queendom Life. So that's when the Queendom brand was birthed. And the first book anthology is The Queendom Diaries. And that was part of The Queendom Diaries. We would come and we'll share our story. So everything I did was part of The Queendom Diaries pages from the Diary of a Queen. So with that, I created the second series, The Queendom Code of Conduct. And everything was 12 laws to sisterhood, 12 laws to women in business, 12 laws to women in leadership that was just released last week. So I'm so super excited about that. But that was the end of that particular series because I rebranded a couple of years ago into the Fire Girl brand. So I did that because I didn't have to recreate something that was already working.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand. If it works for you, mm-hmm. it can work for a lot of people. You mm-hmm. just change out the subtitle. It's the whole series. So exactly. with the conduct, I began to look back and say, during my healing journey, what woman in my life that I can go to that her healing journey, that can teach me some things that I can look to apply to my life right now? There wasn't any.
Wow.
I had to create it. And that set the tone that I can create this conduct that I can pass mm-hmm. down as my legacy through the next generation. So mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I want to write a book for a part of every woman's life that she go through.
Oh. Wow. So I love that.
Now that comes with this grand idea. Okay. So if I do that, now I need a library. Now I need books to put in the library. So that created my goal to write 100 books.
Ooh, I saw that. I saw that. I was like, oh, girl. I said, we here. We think so much alike because my whole goal is to leave legacy. And it's nothing like the written word of leaving a legacy. And that's the thing that we continue to push, especially online, is that you have people push, you know, social media, showing up on social media. Yeah. However, the greatest form of legacy is written. And even to take that to another level, not just written anywhere, but written and printed in a book and publishing. I'm an advocate that every business owner should have a publishing house that's attached to their business, a publishing department. You don't have to publish books for other people, but every time you publish a book, you need to be leaving legacy. You yes. need to be creating those things. So I love that. I just love that we're on the same wavelength when it comes to that. So even with being a compiler, you know, there are so many things that are good, you know, compiling books, we get to help so many women, especially become authors. I mean, it's so much impact that you can make, but there's also some downsides. There's some downsides to some of this. So for the listeners, if someone is thinking about, let's go to being an author of a collaboration, what is something that they need to be mindful of when going into being the authorship of a book collaboration?
Making sure you can afford it. That's first and foremost. Afford it with your time. Mm-hmm. Afford it with what you put into it. And afford it with your making sure that you have a certain a level of expectation. Yes. And not to expect that project to do everything for you.
Exactly.
This is not going to get you on the news. This is not going to help you to make six figures. This is your foundation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would say if you are new, make sure that project offer writing coaching. Make sure you can contact and talk to that person if you have any questions about that, you know, about that project. Make sure that you have some type of one-on-one coaching or group coaching with that person, because you're going to have questions, right? Mm-hmm. And then you make sure you know what the legal aspect of it is. You don't have copyrights to that book.
Nope.
You don't have copyrights to that book. Make sure you have a platform on the World Wide Web to sell your books.
Exactly.
You have the coaching. Make sure you apply everything that is given. That's first, because you want to maximize the full opportunity.
Exactly. Ooh, you said a lot. That's good. Like, that is so good. That's, as an author, absolutely. And and don't put, like you said, don't put everything in the hands of the compiler. Remember, it's a partnership. It's not that, oh, I'm just going to turn in my chapter and then that's it. And that's, and you're going to make sure we sell the book. To be honest, as the compiler, and I've been, you know, been a compiler of books. Yes, we're going to sell the books because it's a part of our brand. However, that's why it's a collaboration, so that the more people are pushing the book, the better. So you definitely gave some great nuggets there when it comes to being an author.
Yeah, it's and one of the things that I do with the writing coaching in the sessions, I have them to get a vision of what they want their chapter to do for them. But I also give them at least 5 ways to make other streams of income.
Yes.
With their chapter.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, they don't go to the full extent. I have had women to start a business from their chapter.
Yes.
Ministry from their chapter, and their whole brand based off their chapter.
See, I love that. Absolutely.
See, I'm a trainer first.
Yeah.
I train speakers. So I'm going to always come from the aspect of, yes, you want to become an author, but to me, you're a speaker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And every business owner should be a speaker. Like, that's the top level in business is communication. You know, you have to communicate in every aspect. It doesn't matter what type of business you have. You got to communicate. So, and one of the fastest ways to grow your brand is through speaking, and speaking in front of multiple people. So I love that for authors. And I just love that you give that foundation, you give the trainings, and you making sure that your authors are well equipped. If you go into any book anthology project, ask questions. Please ask questions. And if the compiler feels like they can't answer the questions, then you need to run, because they should want to answer your questions. That's just point blank. They should want to answer your questions. Now, as a compiler, if somebody is listening, they're like, you know what? I want to create my own book anthology and possibly turn it into a series. What are some things that they should look for, or they should make sure they take notice of when going into that type of project?
I think first they should stop and get the full vision first.
Yes.
Get the full vision, right? Get instructions. Mm-hmm. Hire a coach to help you along the way, so that way you won't make the same mistakes that we made when we first started. Mm-hmm. One, by underpricing, right? So I would say connect with a coach or a publisher that have done book anthologies, that already have a system, that already have a structure or process, so that you can really maximize it to the fullest.
Yeah. I love it. Yes. Yeah. Structure. Please have structure. I've been a part of projects where I knew that they just threw it together. Like, and you can tell that it was just thrown together. It was an afterthought. Or as an author, this is from an author standpoint and a compiler. We can tell when you just doing it to make money versus making an impact.
It's a difference.
It's a big difference. And we can tell that. So as a compiler, making sure you have that aftercare as well. I love that you, Angela, have that aftercare after the book. You're helping the women to build that speaking platform. So if you're going to compile a book anthology, what is your, what I call your UVP? What is your unique value proposition? So if you're going to create an anthology, what's something that's going to make you help you to stand out to have that aftercare for your authors? So think about that and have that vision. Please have that vision.
For me, I think what sets me apart is because I am that trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can come because I created the one-stop shop for authors, coaches, and speakers to get paid to be themselves. Right?
Right.
So you can come and get what you need to launch a coaching business. So
I love that.
A speaking business to get branded as a coach, as a speaker, as an author. Then I can help you birth your own individual book at the same time.
Wow.
And then what I give you in our writing sessions is your launching path for that, to market, to brand you now as a speaker. I also offer speaking opportunities as part of my book anthologies, right? Because to me, you're a speaker.
Yes.
So it's like when you come, I already know what's inside you. My job is to help you get it out and birth it out.
Exactly.
So for me, it's a purpose connection. It's your starting point, is you coming, connecting with somebody that believe what God placed on the inside of you, that can handle your assignment, able to help you birth what you have been trying to birth for years.
I would say
when women come to me, my responsibility is to introduce her to the real her.
Oh, yes.
Introduce her to the real her.
And doing that through those facets, through speaking, through writing, through coaching. Absolutely. And they just all intertwine. Like they do. It happened for me. I started my entrepreneurial journey as a speaker. And then when I got into speaking, it was naturally I got into coaching. And then once I got into coaching and I got into writing books, and once I got into, and then I took it a step up and say, okay, I don't want to just coach. I actually want to be a publisher. So, and then that's what my path was. But either way, however you start, you're going to end up with all three. It's just natural.
Person, I say authors, coaches, and speakers because a lot of people don't know what comes along with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying it, but I have to explain it for those who don't know.
Yeah.
But to me, you're all a speaker.
All of it.
And my books is my form of speaking to you, mm-hmm. and I never meet you. My book is a form of training you, of coaching you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. So yep.
Another thing I would say as a compiler, and this is what a lot of people don't know, you have to make sure that you are coaching those authors into knowing what type of writer they are.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody don't write the same. We don't all write the same.
We don't. Mm-hmm. And making sure that you can help them find their writing voice. But that goes into helping to find their speaker's voice.
Yeah.
Their voice in life.
Exactly. Exactly. I met a young lady. She, I don't know if she's written a book yet, but she's heavily into poetry. And I told her one time, I listened to her, you know, do her poetry. I said, you ever thought about, you know, writing a poetry book? She said, no. I said, yeah, that's like when you said about their voice, their speaking voice. Absolutely. I'm a teacher. So my writing is to teach. So when I'm writing books, I'm writing to teach. I'm not writing to, okay, I get it. Yes, I believe you should share your story. That's not for me. For me is to, when I speak, I teach. When I write, I teach. And when I coach, I teach. And that's my spiritual, I guess you want to call it your spiritual gifting, is I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher by nature. So I love that I highly suggest every woman and man discover their spiritual gift, because even your spiritual gift will help you to maneuver through life, through your entrepreneur journey, whether you to start a business or not. That's what it is. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's my first time saying that. And that's the reason why I believe I like to write business books. I like to write books that's going to teach you something, because and that's what I teach. But I know that when I go out and speak, I'm a teacher. I'm going to teach you.
and I'm going to train you.
See?
I'm going to train you. And people uh-huh. know the levels of difference from speaking, from teaching, from a talk, or mm-hmm. actually training. There are many different entities.
Many different.
Yeah. And as a trainer, it's my responsibility to help that individual to discover where they fit and then structure it to how this is how you write. But mm-hmm. I'll do that from the fire method.
Love that. And see, I'm not going to help you discover that. I'm going to help you develop what you are already putting out there. So if I know that you are putting out this type of blog or you're putting out this podcast, my goal as a publisher is to take the content you already have and develop that into published work. So see, there's a difference. Listeners, there's a difference in who and everybody is different. Like I said, if you want to discover, you need to get in your discovery phase. You need to get with Angela. She's going to help you to discover your voice, period. So you will know how to speak, your level of writing. Then you can go on and say, okay, I'm good at this poetry thing. Let me develop this brand as a poetry. Then you can probably coach other women to go into poetry, you know, so it all just lines up. So the Bible says, some water, some plant, God send the increase. So Angela's going to water you, I'll plant you, and God will send you the increase. So you got to know the difference. So I love that. I love this conversation. Now, let me ask you about as a publisher, because being a compiler and being a publisher are two different things. It's two different back end systems. We know is different. What are some things people have to look at if they are looking for a publisher? So let's say they're listening. You're like, you know what? I want to be a compiler, but I know I'm going to need help, or I may need a publisher. Let us know some things that they should look for.
One of the things they should look for is basically, what have they done already? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the biggest. You look for, I always say, look for a publisher that can offer you multiple things mm-hmm. within your publishing package. Mm-hmm. So that goes again, within my publishing packages, I can offer you the branding part, the marketing part, the mm-hmm. training part, the website, all those back end parts. Thanks. With my publishing packages, I offer the writing coaching, right? Mm-hmm. The marketing strategy and building the brand around mm-hmm. your book. And mm-hmm. if you want to start that speaking business, I have packages for that. I have packages that can help you turn your book into a workbook or actual coaching program mm-hmm. to build the brand. So if I know that that's the route, then before we even begin to write the book, I would give you a whole writing structure. So mm-hmm. that way you can easily convert it into a workbook, convert it into a coaching program. So I help you outline the book, structure the book. I give you, I'm a word number count girl. Mm-hmm. I give you the exact word count, what the chapter should be, all those, help you outline the whole book. And sometimes you get a lot of publishers, they don't offer that. Mm-mm. And that's what people don't realize. They don't offer that. So the price is going to be different. Now we are hands on mm-hmm. and the whole project. Mm-hmm. I help you even come up with the title for the book that's mm-hmm. going to be brandable and marketable. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
I have way big difference.
Your head. And I also teach my clients to write from the heart. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to write from the head. Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. But if you want to touch the heart with your book,
yes,
that's something
you got to write different.
Right. Then I help you take that book and put it into your message.
Ooh.
And create your framework mm-hmm. to everything.
Yes.
You can write a book, great, but most people stop at there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every one of my titles of my books, you're going to hear me speak about it almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach the format.
From the book.
From the book. From mm-hmm. everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And a great part about it, if you offer a coaching program, I can show you how to include the book with your coaching program.
Yes.
And a lot
that's
of
how you do it.
Offer you that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you, I work with a different clientele. Like I work with the established woman that is a expert. So that means she already is an expert. I'm not helping her to develop anything. She's coming to me with the idea. Now I will help her and say, hey, this is not a good idea, or this doesn't go with your brand. However, I work with the established woman, the one that's already the expert. So she's an expert speaker. A lot of my clients are already experts. They already have a community. So what I am doing, I am their publisher. So I operate as their publisher because my ideal client, she doesn't have the time. So she needs someone to be on her team. I'm her publisher on her team to get things done. So that's why you have to know. That's how you can
do it. Yeah.
Because everybody's not the same. Not the same.
Yeah, I'm the one. Your gifts and your book is laying in your belly dormant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that you feel like that you're not good enough, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the one that you feel like everybody have overlooked you, whether you have given your life to everybody and now you're in this transition that I call you reclaiming your life. Mm-hmm. You've been around 45 to 65 and you're like, okay, I gave everybody else. I'm an empty nester, right? Mm-hmm. Or you that single mom where you say, you know, I don't want to wait until I'm 40 or 50 to do this. I call that now she wants to take over her life. Mm-hmm. She wants to gain a sense of control. That's mm-hmm. me. I like working with the woman who don't know nothing.
Right.
We start from an empty canvas.
Mm-hmm. And I can
help her create her fire girl life.
That's what I love about. And I love that we're having this conversation because the woman that you're helping to build, she wouldn't come to me until some years later.
Exactly.
When she's already established and she knows, you know, her brand. I'm not teaching her brand and she knows that. She's spoken on stages before. So I'm not helping her to build that. She already has that established. So that's why it's important to ask questions. When you're with a publisher, even as a publisher, we have to make sure that our messaging conveys that and says, hey, this is who I work with. So I love this conversation because that's even helping me now differentiate and say, hey, you the beginner, go to Angela. Angela's going to help you to create the idea, honey. Sharita is not.
You
already have.
Yeah, I love working with the one that feels she can't do it. Oh, God, I love that. Mm-hmm. Because, like I say, I'm introducing her to a new her.
Yes.
Right? And that goes, when you know your gifting and you know where God anointed you at,
mm-hmm.
that drives your passion. Because I love to see her, whether she's on stage for the first time or see her 2 years from now and where she's at in her life and how her life has changed and how she has transitioned. That's what I love.
See? Yes.
For me, because you know what? 10, 20, 30 years, I get to hear the opportunity I started with you. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't take your class, if I didn't become part of your book. I get to become there first.
Yes. I get to become a part of the vision towards the
launch,
towards the end. So
they first.
It's so much passion in there. And that's my passion. I love to help women that they're already established. I have the ideas to help you to go to the next level, to say, hey, you've been doing this, but let's go here and do this. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I love to take something that's already established and making it go to the next level. You love to create it and establish them. So that's why it's so important. I love this conversation that we're having because you get to see the benefit of both.
Yes.
Please don't come to me from the beginner because I'm not her. I don't work with beginners, you know, so I just don't. And even as a publisher, I used to publish just solo books, but we transitioned to publishing just book anthologies. And one of my taglines is that we help the women to not just create cash, community, and connections. We help them to take it to the next level because they already have it. We just want them to see and say, hey, you got this here. You need to create this book here so that you can bring this here so you can create more community than what you have. So that's where we are.
Awesome.
I love it. So we are, this was amazing conversation. Now, tell us something what's a piece of advice that you would give a woman and she's like, you know what, I really, really, really want to get into this anthology stuff. I know I don't want to be a publisher, but I want to at least author or be a compiler. Which one should she do first? Or what's some advice you would have for that woman?
I think she would start with the author first, right? Get her feet wet. Start from, I don't like saying the bottom, but start from the beginning stage so that you can experience what the author experienced. Mm-hmm. So when you become a compiler or a publisher, now you have a different perspective in how you treat people, how you price, how you conduct everything. Because I was the author first, and a lot of different things that I did not know, that I needed to know, that I had to learn in the process of becoming a compiler. Now I can say the price is the price. Yeah, right. This is what you did. Because I know the worth and the value that I bring to you. And you're only going to pay one time.
One time.
Part of this book forever.
It's a like
forever.
You're creating a product that lasts forever. Like you can make money from this forever.
And whatever you invested be a part of the book, that's going to be gone.
Yep.
That's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. But, and I will say for all the authors, one big piece of advice is don't be a part of the book and never order the book. Yes. Never get the book. Okay, I'm ashamed. And yeah, I've had some.
Done it too.
Right. But looking back, see it through.
See it through.
Because you joined for a reason. And don't allow the excuses of when life happens to the reason why you can't order the book. And it's another thing is before you sign up, if you can afford to continue to order the books. Because I was a part of a book anthology and I think I overlooked the price of the book from the compiler. I have to see where my profit lies. And I have my minimum base of what I would pay for a book that has to reach my profit margin.
Exactly.
So that's what I would say as an author, know your profit margin. I do that already for my authors. I have a standard price of what I want them to profit when they sell a book.
Yes. Yes. Tell us about that though. Like, what's your standard pricing that an author, you're a part of an anthology project, what would be the standard price that they need to sell the book?
I would say anywhere from $20 to $25. Now it's the $25 to $30 range.
Because stuff is increasing.
Like Amazon just went up on their book prices. Well, that means I have to go up on my book prices. Coming in with a business mindset.
Yes, please.
That's the difference. When they come to me, I'm coming from a woman in business first. I've already, calculated the numbers before I put the price out there. I calculated how much the book is going to be. So now I know how to price the books at my retail price.
Exactly.
Right. You had to emphasize on my retail price, because at the end of the day, it's a business.
It's a business. Exactly.
A business. Mm-hmm. And be ready to sign contracts and agreements.
Please.
And make sure that you read and understand what you're signing. The biggest thing, if your mother go on Amazon to purchase the book, you will not get royalties from that book. That will be your agreement. That's why you need your own platform to sell
your book.
And Cash App is not a platform.
No.
It's
Use Stripe or PayPal.
Get a website. Get a one-page website. Mm-hmm. That compiler, that publisher can create you a one-page website. Mm-hmm. Make sure. So now going forward, my other book anthologies, I'm going to have different levels of packaging that include websites and different things that they can get versus just being a part of the book anthology.
Same. Yeah, we do that as a publisher. When we publish anthologies for the authors, depending on what package they choose, we provide a pre-order website so that all of the authors look the same, so that everybody, when they're doing their pre-orders, they will have that, and then they get so much time that they can use it afterwards. But after then, they need to put it on their website, because again, most people that I work with are already established, so you already have a website, so you should have some type of landing page or something. But definitely make sure that and understanding the difference between paying wholesale for a book versus the retail price. There's a difference between you as the author. You get the opportunity to pay wholesale. So that means you can pay, I know with us, I had some of my compilers charge from $6 to $9 a book. So they were charged from $6 to $9 a book. The author would have to pay that per book, and then they sell it for like you said, at least up to $30. So that you can get a good margin of profit. But with the prices changing so very much, paper is going up. Everything is basically going up. Expect that as a businesswoman and man, that things will change.
Yeah, because my first book anthology, I didn't make any money.
Wow.
And this was
was the reason why? What was the reason why?
Because I didn't know, right? Two, because like I said, the space I was in, I didn't know how much work actually went into it.
It is
a 280-page book. So that with 12 others, that came with a whole nother level. So the prices where I priced the book, it wasn't a profit because I didn't know the price. So it was like, that's why I didn't make any money.
Wow.
With that book. And like I say, the work that went into it, I tell
people, a lot of work.
I would never again write a page book, do a 300-page book, because the whole level of the editing, it's just so many different things to go into it. So with that really taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot. You won't catch me slipping again.
Right?
But I've learned. So now where I am, just in my mindset.
Yeah.
And how I see my value has changed since my first book anthology in 2008. Here we are 5 years later.
Yes. Right. It better have changed.
Yes. So it's like even the book anthology, I just got my last author the other day. So I'm excited about that. Now, everything else afterwards, the investment increased.
Good.
It increased because now I need to add in some other things
that's
going to help me better complete. Like I have a whole 10-year plan of the books I'm going to write every year. And it was so funny. I stayed up at 3 o'clock the other night and mapped out my next 70 books.
Oh, girl, you like me. I don't know how many books I done mapped out.
Let me tell you this. Look, I mapped it out.
Wow.
You see how I have a number here? Yeah. So it's like, this gonna be a series then. So here we go. You see it here.
Wow.
Then you see here.
Okay, she really wrote it down, y'all. Like, I know y'all can't see it, but she really wrote this down.
What I have. 70.
Wow. Write the vision, make it plain. That's what I love it about visionaries. You're a visionary. You definitely need to compile your own book anthology, but you need to get with someone like Angela to say, hey, I got this idea. I need to take this idea. We need to put it on paper so we can make a plan for it. You know, that's the thing, is get it out your mind, putting it on paper, and then make a plan. That's three steps. Okay. You got to do those three steps. Now, once after you got that plan, you got to take action. I got so many books. Take
action. Yeah. And this is what I would tell any author, any entrepreneur, create you a dream fund.
Oh, yes. I like that.
And a dream fund. Mm. So when you see these opportunities come up and you know this is what you want to do, already have money set aside. I don't care if you're putting aside $25, $30, $10. When you establish, when you decree and declare that this is my dream fund, mm-hmm. because so many times we miss out on opportunities. Mm-hmm. We miss out. And just when I had to call for this, I had so many women say that I don't have the money. Mm. And I told one young lady, okay, start saving now because I'm about to come out with another one. Because next time is about to be in a couple
of weeks. It's going to be increased.
It's going to be increased and it's going to be in a couple of weeks. So start now.
Now.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. We have to begin to prepare everyone to go for the opportunities so that we can establish a universal law.
Mm-hmm.
How opportunities come to us.
Exactly. Period. I think that's how they do come. When you're planned for it, and it comes when you're not planned for it too. But I think that gives us a lesson that this opportunity may not come around again. I love that dream fund, and that's something I do in my business as a publisher. You know, even when my packages are very much higher ticket, but it's not just, I don't get all of the money. However, I am, even in my own business, I have a fund, a separate account that I set aside just for investing in the business, not just for me, but for my team. I had an assistant. I purchased a course for her because she needed to learn certain things about a system that I had no idea about. And I sought an expert to do that for her. So even as a business owner, you need to have that set aside because you still got to invest in the business. You know, you got to make sure that you're up leveling. So this was such amazing conversation. I hope they take from that dream, what do you call it? A dream account,
dream.
A dream fund. And do what you have to do. There's so many ways to make money that is crazy. You remember when we was coming into entrepreneurship, 2016, 2017, there was not all these ways to make money. Not even just as an entrepreneur, but I told my husband, if push comes to shove, I get that Mercedes out there and I go drive an Uber. If I really want to do it, I'll go do a DoorDash and deliver somebody their groceries and stuff. You do what you have to do to make sure that you can make it happen.
But, you know, I would say this in verses, because I'm not a doer, right? Mm-hmm. I believe in verse in the being, right?
Ooh, yes.
We can do these things to make money, but I believe I can be and create money for others.
Yes.
So the money, the things that we invest on the exterior things and how we try to hustle.
Yes,
and
yes.
That and hire a mindset coach, a financial coach, a spiritual coach that's going to help heal me and cleanse me.
Yes.
Attract the money that I need and desire into my life versus going outside of myself to do something.
Yes.
And that's one of the biggest things I had to learn as I, you know, embody my femininity in the new woman that I'm evolving into. No, I'm not going to go outside because I'm too gifted to be.
Yes.
I'm too talented to be frustrated.
Exactly.
I'm too powerful to be in a stuck place. So if God wants to create wealth through me, then who I need to be.
Be.
Right. Who do I need to be as a visionary, as a trailblazer, not just to help me generate in Commonwealth,
but help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Tap into it. Tap into it. This interview was so refreshing and amazing. And I thank you so very much for just being here and all the wealth of wisdom. If they didn't have a pen and paper to write, please write this stuff down. You can go to the show notes. This is amazing. You can gain so many tips, even from being an author, a compiler, or even a publisher, and how you need to be, not just do, but how you need to be to create that income. So, Angela, thank you so very much for being here with me today. How can we connect with you? Where should we connect with you to learn about your packages, your services? Where can we connect with you? And we'll also put it in the show notes.
Right. The website is www.angelabrandenterprise.com. Or you can find me on all social media at I Am Angela Brand.
Yes, I love it. Come on, Enterprise. Well, thank you so very much. And we will see you guys next week.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay, wasn't that interview the bomb? Angela is just the bomb, okay? But I want you to go to the show notes at shawreddydeloach.com/25. And I want you to click on her links to get to know her. I know she has some amazing anthology projects coming up. I'm going to put those in the show notes. Go over there, get connected, and go ahead and with Angela and blaze some trails, okay? Until the next time, we'll see you guys soon. Talk soon.
Thank you for tuning into the Anthology Mastery Podcast. If you're ready to take the next step towards publishing your own book anthology, don't forget to schedule your free visionary book strategy session. In this free 30-minute consultation, we'll walk together to clarify your goals and develop a roadmap and bringing your project to life. Visit our website at bwepublishingandconsultant.com to book your session, and let's start making your publishing dream a reality.